to another episode of Staccato. Today we have Megan joining us. And so Megan and I have known each other for a couple years now through undergrad. We both just graduated together. And so super exciting to have you on. Do you want to give like a little short introduction, what you majored in?
Yeah, so my name is Megan, like we just said, and I just graduated from ASU in Barrett this past spring, where I studied biological sciences with a concentration in neurobiology with a double major in psychology and a minor in math. And now I am just, you know, now it's the summer and I'm just kind of tying some last things up and getting ready to move to San Diego for my PhD.
Super exciting.
Yeah, I think all throughout undergrad, you've been like excelling in academics. That's one thing that's really exciting. And then
thanks.
You even got to carry the banner for your school, right? At graduation?
Yes.
Yes. How did that go?
I was the Dean's Medalist for the Department of Psychology. And so at the big ASU graduation on the Friday of graduation week, I got to carry the banner for my school. And
it was really fun,
just kind of, you know, seeing how it all worked. And, you know, it was kind of nice going at the beginning to get the diploma. But then the downside of that is that, like, you were sitting for a really long time. And I remember, like, I kept standing up, looking behind to see, like, what room we're on, because there were so many people. And it, when you go early, it can be nice. But then also, like, everyone else goes after you. And it's like, this is taking a while.
I don't know about you guys, but I honestly just sat on my phone after I went. Like, if I heard my friend's name, I, like, cheered. But other than that, I just sat on my phone because it took so long.
I was going to say, I'm going to expose Acacia really quick because she missed my name.
I did.
Blame her too much because there were so many people there. But we were both at the Barrett graduation. She was like, oh, crap, you got called? I didn't even realize.
No, I didn't. I feel like we were either semi at the same time or it was while I was in transit, so I like didn't hear you. My family cheered for you though.
Exactly. Yeah, I appreciate that. I cheered for you. I did see you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. And then Megan, you were there too. I'm pretty sure I cheered for you as well. Yeah, we had a bunch of our lab there. So Megan and I are in the same research lab, or I guess we were before graduation. And it's the women's health lab that I've probably talked about many times before on this podcast. How did you hear about the lab? How did you end up joining?
I joined because, when I started college, I always had an interest in like behavior, but I was unsure if I wanted to explore it from like more of a social sciences perspective or even more like a social and developmental psychology perspective or more of a neuroscience perspective that's more like a hard natural science perspective. And so I first like joined a social psychology lab where I primarily one of the things I was primarily responsible for was transcribing a science podcast hosted by the PI of the lab or the professor who runs the lab. And one of the episodes like talked about the underrepresentation of women in like some clinical research on like common medications. And that was something I didn't know about that. And I thought, and that's what prompted me to get interested in studying women's health, you know, to really understand how women's health. And so I discovered the lab just by kind of looking at the neuroscience labs at ASU. So after that experience, I realized I was interested in exploring behavior from more of a neuroscience perspective. And so I just was kind of like looking at the neuroscience labs at ASU. And I actually applied via like a cold email, and the lab manager at the time reached out and sent me the application.
Oh, nice. I was going to ask, do you like want to go into research then since you're doing a PhD, or like what are you looking to do with PhD?
Yeah, so I do plan to have like a career in research. I think that would be nice. Yes.
Are you like getting a PhD in something specific, or is it open-ended right now?
Yes, so I'm in a neuroscience program, and so I do have some ideas of what I want to study, but it's a rotation program. So you spend your first year rotating, and I think it's three different labs. And then at the end of the first year, you choose like which one you want to pursue your PhD research in. And so I have some ideas, but like I won't like know exactly what lab I'll be in until I do the rotations and then choose one.
Very nice. Big props to you, because I like the idea of a PhD. I don't think I would ever actually do it though, because I don't like research. So very, very good for you that you're doing that. What was your thesis on, your honors thesis?
Yeah, so my honors thesis, I had Dr. Bamonti, the professor who Avantika and I work with, on my committee, but I actually did it primarily with another lab, and it focused on how sex differences and the excitation of a specific brain region in the cerebellum affect social behavior in mice. This research has applications, could be like have potential clinical applications to autism spectrum disorder, where there's not only about a like 3-to-1 male to female diagnosis ratio, but also apparently the cerebellum damage to the cerebellum at birth and stuff is one of the leading like non-genetic causes of it.
Oh, very interesting. Very cool. I also wanted to, something that I was thinking about as we were like talking about and Avantika asking the question is now all our questions, people are going to be in the past tense of like, what
I
did you
know.
major in? Like those kinds of things, except for obviously if we have like younger guests, but in general, it's going to be like past tense, which is crazy.
I know. New chapter. That's how it goes. I was gonna ask, what's the end goal with the PhD? Like, do you want to have your own lab, be a PI, or do more like clinical research?
Yeah, I would personally love to have my own lab someday.
That's awesome. I know you're great at teaching too. Like, you were a teaching assistant for a couple classes, right? Is that where that comes from?
And so I think that would be great because in the lab you not only would be conducting research, but you'd also be able to work with students and I think like, teach a class at times.
Yeah.
That'll
No,
be
best of
fun.
both worlds.
Megan
That's
and I
awesome.
do actually know each other from before this podcast thing because I don't know if we were also in a club together, but we did Ethics Bowl together. I don't know if it's
Oh.
freshman and sophomore year. Do you remember what year you did
I just
it,
did it
Megan?
freshman year.
Okay, so freshman year we were both in it together. So it was all on Zoom. Like we didn't meet in person at all. Then sophomore year I did it in person. But yeah, because I recognized her name and everything like that, and so did she. So that was interesting. I didn't end up continuing with that just because it was kind of like a big time commitment. And also, like, I hated the preparation. Like, I loved the competition part, but I was not a big fan of the preparation. So that I didn't continue with it.
Yeah, and similar things. Like during my freshman year, I just joined a lot of student
Oh,
organizations. Like
yeah.
I tried out a bunch of student organizations because it was COVID, and not only were we all on Zoom and it was kind of isolating, like all three of my freshman roommates like moved out, sadly.
Oh my
It was
gosh.
scary. Yeah. And so not only did that happen, but there was also, I feel like, some like a little bit more extra time because you weren't commuting to class, and so
Definitely.
that gave me the ability to like try a lot of like extracurricular activities freshman year. In fact, I think I even went to a couple of the Fluent Fridays meetings. I know you mentioned that you like work with Fluent Fridays. I think I went to a couple of those meetings too, just to like
Yeah.
meet people and try new things.
Yeah, freshman year, I was just a member, and then it kind of like died at the end of freshman year, and that's when I took over sophomore
Okay.
year. So if you had gone during freshman year, then we would have just seen each other as like fellow members of that, because I
Okay.
didn't take over till sophomore year. But everyone seems to know me through Fluent Fridays, like people I've never talked to, like they've seen my name through like Fluent Fridays, or they've been to a meeting and I just don't remember or something like that. So that was it. It's nice
It's
to
a
know
pretty
that
big
it had
club.
far reach.
Yeah. And like I know you're not running it anymore, obviously, but like I still see flyers. It looks like it's doing good still. So you got it up and running. Want to
I'm
tweet
still in the
again?
Discord, so I like monitor them. I like
Okay.
see what they're doing and everything like that. So it makes me happy, like with anything you start, you want it to continue after you. So I'm happy it's still going. What were your big extracurricular involvements besides lab? I guess that's really academic, but like what did you do outside of lab and
Yeah.
school?
So the primary club I was involved with as an undergrad was called PsyChi. It was like the Psychology Honor Society at ASU for students interested in psychology and neuroscience. And so I also was in that organization for a few years and kind of and like worked my way up through it. So first I was a director of research and conferences. And so in that position, I planned the Arizona Psychology Undergraduate Research Conference, which is where the psych students doing like psychology and related fields work like present posters at ASU. And then as I like kind of worked my way up, I also planned like a booth at ASU Homecoming where we were able to like teach the people who stopped by, which were mostly like children and families, about like psychology and neuroscience. And And then, yeah, and kind of just then like came up with little fundraisers and activities for people in Sci-Chi to like earn points, because ideally, in Sci-Chi, you're supposed to like try to get a certain number of points each semester. And so that was also whoops, what I was involved
And
with.
then you also had a role in the Brain Fair, right? This past semester?
Yeah, so that was something that I saw some like old ASU articles about, and so I thought it'd be really cool to like try and revive it. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get it off the ground this year, but hopefully just with some like but hopefully like next year, maybe Sci-Chi could try to do that. We'll see what happens.
I was going to ask
No,
Ivanska
I
why you weren't
really.
involved in that, but you just did band. So band took up all band and KSI took up all your time. So you did no other extracurriculars after freshman year.
Exactly. I was like, once I committed, I was like, well, we're going to do this. We're going to keep with it. I was involved in PET, the psychology engagement team, like again, freshman year when everyone was doing all the clubs. And then I think I technically had a leadership position second semester freshman year, but then when everything turned into in person, I was choosing my priorities. And so I let that one go. But I guess that's the only psychology club experience that I had in undergrad.
I know the transition to in person was kind of challenging. Like I said, you had to factor in extra time to like commute and just other stuff that it took for being in person.
I loved having
Exactly.
all my back-to-back classes, no matter what campus, because it was all online. Like, it was so nice. And then just having to go, especially because I was between campuses all 4 years, like, it was so nice freshman year to not have to like move between campuses, which I had to do every other semester after that.
Yeah, and then I was also commuting from home, and so that like 30-minute drive there and back, and then figuring out do I just stay on campus or do I come back home? But then even for people who are walking, it's like a 30-minute walk for some people sometimes, and so it's just not
Yeah.
convenient.
Yeah, I had
As
a
soon as
class
Anushka
in
moved though.
Brickyard once.
Oh, so you had to walk all the way out there.
Yeah. I didn't even know there were like when I was walking to Brickyard, I discovered like a whole row of restaurants and stuff and a whole ASU building where the second floor is like mostly just another like bookstore or apparel
Yeah.
shop. Like I didn't even know ASU had this ginormous apparel shop. I was like, whoa,
No,
there's
I
some stuff
loved
here
it
I
in
didn't know
there.
about.
I loved the upstairs area with all the tables and stuff. I really like that building.
Yeah, the only reason I even realized that building existed, because I didn't have any classes in Brickyard, so I had no reason to go there. But then Anushka came to campus. She's 2 years younger than me, and she had some of her engineering classes there. And so then we would meet up to study every once in a while. And then I'd be like, okay, fine, I'll make the walk. I'll come meet you where you are. And so then I was like, oh, yeah, this is a nice building. It's a nice study
Yeah.
spot.
The school of that's the School of Construction building, and I kind of discovered it, but then my dad obviously had had classes there because he did stuff with construction, and so I had told him about it. He's like, oh yeah, I love that building, it's really nice, and the pizza place in there, DiMaddio's, is actually really good, and then of course that's across from like Postino's and all those restaurants, so I really like that. I illegally parked there for an entire semester for my Spanish class because I had a Spanish class in PV East, which I didn't even know they had a classroom in there, but that's where I parked because it was like the closest free-ish parking. There's also the meter, so it's cheaper than paying for the garage.
No, parking in Tempe is always a headache. I'm glad that's something that I can hopefully let go of. Don't have to worry about that anymore. But I do hear some giggling, so maybe U of A has its own issues with parking, so we'll see how
You
that
said your
goes.
house is within walking distance, though.
It's like a 7-minute drive, and so if I walked, I think it'd be closer to like 40 minutes, which I don't know if I'm up to do.
40,
Well, a
7
7-minute
minutes to draw. No, that's like 20, 25 minutes. Get a bike. Just get a bike.
We'll see how it goes.
That'll be faster.
I'll scooter around campus.
Yeah.
Roller skate, maybe? That's always an
Roller
option.
skate. True. Are you excited for San Diego, Megan, and having starting the new chapter of life out there?
Yes, I am.
Have you ever been before? Like, is that a place you wanted to live for a while, or it's just because the school's there?
Yeah, so the school's there and it's a great program, but I've actually been to San Diego once before. I did Girl Scouts like all throughout like my childhood and even and so 1 year my troop liked to save up our cookie money and go on these like big trips. And so one time we saved up some of our money And we went to actually a surf camp down in San Diego. This was like much farther south in San Diego. I think it's like right next to the base, like near the border. And
Okay.
so it was really nice though. Like the beaches were very soft. Like there wasn't like lots of seaweed there, and it was a really fun experience.
That's fun. I've only been to San
Yeah.
Diego twice in my whole life, and both when I was young, so I don't even remember it. But my dad and my sister are actually going this summer, just by themselves without us because Laurel and I are both doing other trips. And so my dad, Sophia, wanted to go somewhere. So my dad's like, okay, I'll take you. So they get to go recently. But my dad had been talking about it for that was gonna be a family trip, but I guess it's now just a dad and Sophia trip.
Yeah,
Yeah,
despite being from like Arizona, like I haven't been to California like that much. Like I've known some people from Arizona who go to California so often, you
like
know?
every weekend.
Yes. And I think I've been to like San Diego once, LA twice, and San Francisco once, and each one was for like a weekend. Like a weekend's worth of time. So like not as much as like some people who go to who's like some people are very into Disney, so they go like to Disney on a lot of the breaks and stuff like
Exactly.
that.
I think I've probably been like 10 times in my whole life. And it's been like, again, short trips. Like the longest trip ever is when we did like a family vacation to Northern California for like to see Yellowstone and stuff. So we were there for a week to do the national parks and things, but that's like the longest I've ever spent there. Usually it's just a weekend.
Yeah, I've been a handful of times as well. And the last time I was in San Diego, we went to SeaWorld before animal cruelty was a thing. Now it's definitely not as popular as it was when we were younger, but that's the only memory I had. Oh, actually, I do have a funny story of San Diego. So we got an Airbnb. It was my family and then my friend's family. Like we went together and we got an Airbnb. And so we got to the street where the Airbnb was supposed to be and we're looking for it. We're looking at the numbers, can't find it anywhere. Calling the Airbnb guy, he's like, no, you're standing right outside it. And we're like, no, we're not. It's not here. And then he said, do you see the building that says laundromat on it? And we're like, yeah. He was like, yeah, go inside that. So apparently it was originally a laundromat. Is that how you say it? Laundromat? Yeah.
Laundromat, yeah.
I think, yeah.
Laundromat
that got renovated into an Airbnb. And so even like the layout of the house, like it wasn't supposed to be a house. And so then my sister, I, and then my friend were all in the living room, just like on a pullout bed. And then there were like two other rooms for the other, my parents and her parents. But it was right on the main street. And so at night too, they used to have these, like, you know, the biking cart things that play music really
Yeah.
loud. They would have a bunch of those. And so it was just like in the middle of everything, basically, was where we were living. So that was a really interesting story that
That's so
we've.
interesting because, like, zoning laws usually prevent that. Like,
Yeah.
usually, because there's all sorts of regulation. Did it still have the laundromat sign on it?
And that's why we couldn't find it. And then there would be people knocking on the door with their bags of laundry, like trying to get in and wash their clothes. And we had to be like, sorry, no, it's like, it's not a laundromat. And then people would be like, you know, looking into the windows and stuff to try to see who's inside. It was just a very odd living situation.
That's funny.
Yeah. But California is nice in general. Definitely good places to go visit. Do you have any trips planned for the summer, Megan, or just chilling at home?
Mostly staying here. I am going to swing down to San Diego next week just to like check it out because the last time I was there was for my interview. And like I said, the last time I was there before that was many years ago for a Girl Scout thing. So I'm just going down there to for a few days to check it out and kind of get an idea of where everything is again before I make the big move in sometime in August because they use the quarter system there. So their school year starts in September and not August. And I'll also be going to Minnesota this summer. A lot of my cousins live in Minnesota on my dad's side. My dad is from Minnesota.
That'll be
Nice.
fun.
So you get an extra long break because we got off like May and you're not going back until September. That's a long time. It'll be nice though. You'll get to relax a little bit before the craziness of a PhD, whatever that comes with.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to experience the quarter system. I heard of it before, and it always sounded like kind of interesting, something to experience. So it'll be, yeah.
Yeah,
Guess
some of my best friends go to college in California and they honestly always complain about it because I think California is one of the only school systems that does it. And so it like trying to coordinate with them whenever they're in town is just so terrible because it just overlaps badly. Like they're just finishing mid-June, like June 15th is when they finish. And then of course they don't start again until September. But yeah, I don't know. Personally, semester system, I'm a big fan of that. I like that better. And if you think about it, we kind of have a quarter system by session A, session B. So we
Oh,
do it in less
yeah.
time than them. And it works out better, I think, with we're out of school by the time it's really hot. So we don't have to be like running around campus.
Yeah, definitely for Arizona. I think it might be slightly different for grad students, though, because we don't take a full load of classes.
True.
Like we're not taking like 15 plus credits, like as we do, like as an undergrad's a semester, to my knowledge. And so yeah, it might be slightly different, but we'll
They
see.
give you lots of time to be working on your research and your dissertation.
I don't even think, like, do you get a summer break? Because at least the lab we were working at, grad students were in there all the time.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Hope, like, is it a 9 to 5, or I guess it just depends on your classes and lab. Like, you make your own schedule.
I think it kind of depends on the classes. Like if you have a class, you might have to like adjust your hours a bit. But I think to my knowledge, again, I haven't started grad school yet, so don't like quote me on this or anything, but I think like you would be working like around full time, whatever that amounts to in the week. So if you have a class, like you'd be working out full time on your research kind of thing.
And I'm pretty sure I heard too that most like of the classes you have to take are at night anyway. Like they're usually like later in the day, since some people will work part time and stuff. So I feel like there isn't like morning classes. They're all in like the afternoon. Could be different, but
Yeah, I think it might be a little different from our program. I think they're just whenever the teacher taught them because at least in my program, I think some of the classes, like there are some that you take in your first year. So I think for at least the first year classes, it's like whenever the professor, like the whenever it's best for the professor to teach. So it might not be as late.
Did you guys get your
Exciting.
diplomas in the mail?
No, I
I
don't
wouldn't
know.
know. Avant
I
gave
mean,
off
I
a
got it in
letter.
the email like last week, but I still haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, a bunch of us got them this past week, so I'm sure it's still just on the way. But I was also thinking about the fact that they gave us another envelope at Barrett, but that's it. So we have an empty envelope and then our envelope with our diploma, because we don't have like a separate Barrett diploma. It's just like, congratulations for completing Barrett. And those are our.
But they don't give us something to put in
Does your
that
diploma
portfolio thing?
say Barrett the Honors College on it?
It
Because I got
does.
the emails for the e-diploma, and the e-diploma says Barrett.
Yeah, your e-diploma looks exactly like what they'll send you. Because I also just got one in case I need it for some reason, since it was $5. But that's exactly what your diploma will look like. So they send you that, and then they send you the framing options if you want to like buy a frame. So I think I'm gonna get mine framed. You know what I'm mad about though is, so since Thunderbird was its own thing, and then ASU bought it. It looks different than the ASU one. And I really like how the ASU one looks. The ASU one's like so professional, and like the cursive that your name is in is like super cool. Thunderbird, it looks like a high school diploma. It like
Like
my
a
high school
certificate
diploma even
or
looks better. Yeah,
oh
it
wait,
just.
ASU bought Thunderbird? What's the history of the Thunderbird school? I don't
So
really know.
it was it's just a grad school originally, and it was like started by, I think, like ex Air Force pilots after World War II, because it was based on the Thunderbird Air Force Base in Glendale, which is still there, I think. And so they made a school after World War II, and it was just a grad school. And then they went bankrupt in like 2013 or something, and ASU bought it. And because ASU doesn't have any solely graduate colleges, they made them add undergrad degrees. And so I did the undergrad program, so it would be easy to then do the grad program, which is what did 4 plus 1, so I have the 1 year left for that. But anyway, so yeah, there's a lot of like kind of disconnects. Like you're very much like in both universities, like college and university, but it's like it's very unique to Thunderbird that none of the other colleges at ASU have, that it's very separate culture wise. Anyway, so I was annoyed about the diploma situation because I was hoping at least for undergrad I'd have like an ASU one, and then I'd have just the Thunderbird one for my master's, because it's a different envelope for master's. Like it's a black envelope with the Thunderbird seal instead of just the maroon envelope. which is really interesting. But it's, yeah, I'm kind of mad that it looks less professional than the ASU one.
Oh, so does your diploma even say ASU, or does it
It
just say
does. It
Thunderbird?
does, and
Okay.
it has the ASU seal in the background. So it's
Okay.
like embossed on the paper, but the actual like colorful seal is the Thunderbird one, which is interesting.
That's interesting, yeah.
That is really odd. So I only went to one graduation, so I only got one portfolio, and it's the Barrett one. But then, because I double majored, would I be getting two diplomas? That's
Yeah,
how
so
that
you would,
works.
if you had gone to the college one, you would have gotten two, so you'd have three envelopes.
Oh, but
That's
only
actually
two diplomas end of it.
exactly, because if any ceremony where you walk, they give you the envelope. So that actually like works well for you. You're not wasting envelopes, Avantika.
That's true, but now I am down one envelope portfolio thing because I only
Oh,
went to
true.
one.
Do you want my other
Two.
one? Do you want my second
I'll take
one? There
it.
you
No,
go.
I'll
True,
take your
because they're gonna
extra.
eat, because they're gonna mail you both.
Exactly.
I actually,
Yeah.
that's a great plan. I will give you my second envelope so you can have your two diplomas.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I know people
Okay.
like frame them up in their office and stuff, so I don't know what I'm going to end up doing with mine, but it'll stay
Yeah,
in my closet.
I think framing it looks nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
Okay,
do we
I
want
think
to
you
wrap up with
were.
Song of the
Yeah.
Week?
I am ready this week. I have
Oh,
a
good
short
job.
anecdote that goes with it. Not really too much of
Is
a
it
story,
about
but
going to the Voice Peru?
that was an adventure. I actually could have chose a song from that. For a little background, we went to a concert. It was like a fundraiser for someone in the university here who either passed away or is really sick. I didn't get a clear story on that, but they had a whole bunch of guest singers come in and sing. And the guy who came was the first finalist for The Voice Peru. So he got like second place. And he was like almost a little raw, like really strong voice and fun to listen to. His
Interesting.
name was Fito Flores, I think.
Okay.
So that could be like half of my song. And then the other one I was going to do was Thuthu by Camilo because we were
Copycat.
sitting, I know, we were sitting in a restaurant and I heard it on the radio or whatever, and I recognized it. And everyone knows I'm really bad with lyrics. I'm not good at recognizing songs. So I was proud of myself for hearing it and recognizing it. And so that'll be my song of
Good
the week.
job. The original or the version with Shakira?
I want to say original.
Because there's
Don't
two
take me wrong.
versions.
Yeah. But Acacia is the one who got me on Camilo in the first place. So there
I
we
did
go.
indeed. I did indeed. Megan, what's your
You have a
song of
song
the
of.
week? What have you been listening to
Oh.
lately?
So lately, I've been listening to some, I guess, so I'm a bit of a Swiftie, so I was, of course, listening to her new album. I also like some of Dua Lipa's music. For some reason, the song Training Season got stuck in my head
Oh,
years
yeah.
ago, and I had that sung on repeat.
That's a
Oh, yeah,
popular
that one's
one. Yeah.
good. I think, let me see if we already have Training Season on the playlist. We do, because someone else had previously said, so pick one off TTPD then.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh. I like My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. That's a good one.
That's good. I
Nice.
would say
That's a
I've
good
listened, I think I've gone through the whole album like three times now, and I only like less than 10 songs, I think. It's just like I love Taylor Swift, I really do, but her writing this album is not as good as her previous albums, I must say.
They grow on you. The first couple times I was like, oh, I don't know. The more you listen to it, it's like, okay, I like it now. Did you
I
say
don't
your
know.
song?
I did.
Yes.
Did I? No, I didn't. Run Your Mouth by the Marías. The Marías just had their new album come out. It's called, I think, Submarina. It might be Submarine. I don't know if it's in English or Spanish, but because they sp sing in Spanglish, they have
Oh,
some English
nice.
and some Spanish songs. But Run Your Mouth has become a favorite. So, yeah.
Great. Awesome. Well, that's the end of another episode. Megan, thank you so much for being on. Had a nice time chatting with you.
Yeah, you too. It was a good experience. Yes,
And
thank
we
you
will
so
see
much.
everyone next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.